Thank you. We have a few observations based on the questions provided regarding improvements in clearance and survey. Over the past several years, improvements in non-technical survey techniques and methodologies for clearing and identifying hazardous areas have had the greatest impact on improving prioritization of clearance activities. In the areas where these non-technical survey techniques and methodologies are applied, suspected areas are more quickly sorted into those areas that are safe and those areas that require clearance, which permits states to focus clearance assets on areas where they are truly needed. These techniques and methodologies are particularly useful in areas where ERW, where artillery and airdropped munitions have been used. Strike data can be a starting point to locating hazardous explosives, but it will not have the same precision as a minefield map. There are some challenges in clearance operations with humanitarian mine action can no longer be described as a post-conflict activity. In Iraq and Syria, it's taking place on the edge of very active conflicts. Unlike with ordinary unexploded ordnance that has resulted from legitimate military purposes, unprecedented number of explosive devices are being employed by non-state armed groups specifically to target civilians and explosive ordnance disposal technicians. We consider post-Islamic State of Iraq and Syria clearance and other similar clearance situations that are less than post-conflict as an enabler for a much larger follow-on stabilization assistance package. We seek to protect civilians not only from the threat of ERW, but it is also about preventing the spread of disease, staving off starvation, and providing a sense of hope that things will get better. We clear explosive hazards in order to protect civilians and provide follow-on assistance. Regarding new technologies, since 1995, the U.S. Department of Defense Humanitarian Demining and Research and Development Program has fielded technologies aimed at improving mine and UXO detection, mechanical mine and UXO clearance, and vegetation clearance in support of mine and UXO clearance. The State Department also supports technological developments for clearance through specific grant projects. One such project developed 3D printed models of ordnance for explosive ordnance disposal training. Another is incorporating virtual reality computer imagery into field training and resource materials. Both of these projects are with the Golden West Humanitarian Foundation, a California-based non-governmental organization. Thank you.